Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father. Amen. Every good thing comes from God Almighty. He created them. Amen. Jim with Wonder and Reality, WNR. I want to encourage you. And I also want to get right to the main thing. Someone once said, I heard him say, we need to keep the main thing. The main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. The main thing is the presence of God. The presence is, the main thing, of course, is Jesus Christ, the Father, the Holy Spirit. They're all the same. Now, what does that mean, though? Someone can know all about Jesus. They can memorize the Bible, know everything about Jesus, do a movie about him, a book, books about him, and not actually know him and experience him and his presence, his glory. This is the answer. For all of us. Okay, so we've settled that. Now, how do we get it? Get him? Well, second thing, it is a daily walk. We grow in him. It's not going to happen right when we find Jesus Christ. You know, we have to continue on. In the metaphor for humans is trees. In the metaphor in the Bible for humans is trees. Trees grow slowly but surely every day, little by little, here a little, there a little, and they eventually start bearing fruit. And they grow, and that's a whole nother teaching, but yes, it's a daily walk. Third thing. This series is the fear of the Lord. And within that, seeking the Lord. You know, that's this. And I just heard a teaching yesterday. When we get the fear of the Lord, we will pray. That's in the Bible. That's in the book of Job. That causes us to pray. Amen. I think it humbles us. It causes us to seek him, you know, when we realize, wow, this is serious. This is, Jesus said, fear him, you know, don't fear him who has the power to cast into hell, you know, that he's greatly to be feared in the assembly of the holy ones. And here I am giving points like number 1, 2, 3 and this, and really it cannot be listed or explained like that or quantified because it's a relationship. Amen. It's between us and him. He's a jealous God. He has to work with us individually. Think about that. That's just like a father on the earth would be, you know, if there were some other dad came into the picture with that father's son or daughter, that wouldn't work. Think of how human fathers are very, very, you know, protective of their children, right? I mean, that's just basic common sense. Well, this is God Almighty, and he's much more so. So we need to go directly to Jesus. When we do that, we're going to the Father. Amen. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. I want to proclaim that from the rooftops. He's Lord, He's God Almighty. He's both the Son of God and He's God. And someone once said to me, I've heard, how could He be both the Son of God and God? I've heard people say that. And yet, they themselves possibly are both a father and a son. They might have kids or a mother, but they may have kids, so they're a father, and then their father's alive, they're a son, they're both. Which one are they? And they're saying God can't do that? They're saying that the one, you know, so it comes back to the fear of the Lord. We need the fear of the Lord. We need, you know, be still and know that He's God. Be silent and know that, and listen and hear. Here I am talking up a storm and, you know, and I'm saying be still and be silent. The glory of the Lord. It's the answer. What a privilege to know Him, to walk with Him, to seek Him, to fear Him. What a privilege. It's just, you know. And then let me give another important point: that it's simple. It's easy. Someone may say, well, why is it taking 30 years and I've never experienced His presence? Well, maybe we're not doing what He says to do. Seek Him, you shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. So, you know, we may have a part of us that's seeking other things. And that's common sense. You know, I've said this before in some messages. We don't need a Bible to have a full relationship with God Almighty and spend eternity in heaven. Someone does not need a Bible. They never need to hear the gospel. If they seek the one and only, they're going to find Him. And so let's get back to that simplicity. Let's keep it. Let's realize that He's everywhere around us, that let's be aware of that. Let's seek Him. Let's put off our old nature, which wants the things of the world. More soon. Please do send us feedback at hello@wonderreality.org. Thanks. Blessings.